Recording. Go.
Welcome to Geekonomics, everybody. We're going to do a special show for you today. A little throwback Tuesday edition of the Geekonomics. We're going to go all the way back to the days of the B&M Bake podcast. Back when we used to go out and film videos at different shows and different things. And we actually went to one of our first trips to the East River Comics and Collectibles show, which is happening this weekend.
This Sunday.
This Sunday from 10 to 3.
Yeah. At the Golden Gavel
in East Windsor.
In Connecticut. So if you're in the area.
Or if you're not in the area, get hopping up.
All 12 of you who listen to our show, I have to imagine 75% of you might be from this area.
Yeah. There's a good chance.
There's a good chance.
Good shot that you're going to be around.
They have it, just for everybody else who doesn't know, they do have it twice a year, February and October.
Mm-hmm. It's the February one.
This is the February one, and Scott Pellin runs it.
He does.
And it's at the Golden Gavel, which I love, and it's a good time. Yeah. We have a great time. We
should have the whole crew there, all the guys from this show, as in Brian and I, as well as a lot of the...
But you're not going to be...
Dungenics guys. I will not be at our table this time.
You're never at our table. Well, you're too busy holding hands with Matt.
Well, this time I actually have a reason. Besides the fact that there's like five people standing at our table, and I don't like just... sticking around with five people by the exit.
What?
But anyways.
You moved to Matt's table and everybody's standing around Matt's table.
Well, because Matt's been by himself usually, so it's like, I like helping him out.
You got to morally support him?
Yeah, we have enough people at our table. We don't need to be there. But
that's
I'm helping,
we're there.
Eh, whatever. I'm helping Jeremy Wise out.
This is why I gave up. I don't hang. I just walk around.
He's selling his dad's comic collection.
Yeah, which is a fine collection.
It is a very fine collection.
And I've already bought something.
Lots of things from there that'll be available.
A lot of signed comics.
A lot of signed comics, a lot of CGC graded comics.
Yes.
A lot of silver and golden age comics.
And if your
at
friend
very marketable prices, by the way.
If you're friends with Mark,
yes,
you could give him the seat. We'll put it out now. Go to the table,
yes,
and you say New England clam chowder.
That's crazy that we're both on the same thing. I was thinking the same thing. You would get the friends and family discount.
Which would be?
The friends and family discount.
You get a sandwich. What percentage would that be?
There's not going to be a percentage. This won't be as dicky with you as it will be with regular people.
All right. He'll knock a few bucks off.
Yeah.
We can't promise you what. But yeah. Just say.
Well, depends what you're wanting to buy. I mean, I'm not going to I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to say like 50% off and then you want to buy like a really expensive book and then I'm not going to like, I don't know if I'm going to give you that for that amount of money.
So anyway, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, none of the prices are gonna be crazy, anyways.
Yeah,
there's a dollar box. There's a $5 to $10 box. It's all organized. It's all in boxes now,
as opposed to
in the folders.
That's true. Yeah, folder, which is the weirdest. I never saw that before.
Me neither. But I have a lot of binders and sleeves. If you want them. So let me know, anyone out there who wants to catalog their books that way.
I might take some from you.
I got a bunch of them. I got a whole totes full of them.
So did you know there's a thing called, I'm going to look this up now. Speaking
we're going
of
off the tangent. We were going to do a special show.
We are. We got a few minutes to just banter.
Now we're going to go off on a tangent like usual. So it's basically like every other show we usually do.
So there's a thing where
Brian
people are.
The interwebs.
They are binding comic books.
Yes.
So if you have a collection that doesn't have a trade.
Yes.
And you were like, man, this is never coming to trade. They do custom book binding.
Yes,
for your comics. And I've never
There's
seen
a lot of new
this.
Things out there. The custom book binding thing, that's a new thing where if you don't want to. Like a series that you know is not going to like.
And, okay, I'm looking
make
online
it to trade level.
They will make the cover, they make the spine,
yeah.
And they actually bind
the book itself.
The groups of books you wanted.
Yeah.
How cool is that? And it's like sort of like your own personal
trade.
Nobody will ever have that.
It's kind of great. Like it's also great for like there's some like smaller series like. That I'm going through Jeremy's stuff and seeing there's a lot of different like small runs of books that you would never gonna find like the actual trade of it.
Yeah.
Why do it? Because the book never really took off and never worked out. But something like that would be great, because then you can just do that and I don't have to go through the effort, you know?
Mm.
But then there's also the new thing with the designed boxes. Do you see these now?
What?
Comic boxes. They have like the painted comic boxes.
Yeah, it's just to charge you more.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
But so no, this binding really is cool. So this webpage called Comic Books, and they talk about binding. Basic comic book. If you want to bind like 4 or 5, pricing is $22.50 per volume. Off the 2.5 thickness and 11 inches tall.
Mm.
$3 additional charge per inch over 11 tall or
so
wide.
It's a weird shaped book.
Compilations within 6 weeks. Spine lettering, 15 buck ram colors to choose from, plus Arrestatox cover material that imitates leather, that looks like a leather binding.
Oh.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then decorative panel lines, $1. Bounded, they do bounded leather, front cover lettering, headband, black end paper, ribbon markers, dye printing, hand sewn.
Wow.
Dude, this is like...
That's intense. You can go down the rabbit hole.
Now look at it. Now these look... Look at the spines. These look really cool. Look at
like real books, yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
Like books, like on a shelf, like you would see, like not like.
Yeah, these are not like book crap books, at
not
all.
Like a binded, like you would just think a trade would look like.
That's kind of cool, man. That's wild. See, I really like
on this rabbit hole.
I like the Punisher Warzone.
Mm.
So it's like if you have like a group of books and these are never coming to.
Or even if they are, and you want to just do it yourself, as opposed to.
Oh yeah.
Going back out and buying a trade again after you've already bought the comic books.
This is true. And I mean, I wouldn't do this to ones that may be worth something because
they're
taking the comic apart,
yeah,
I believe.
Page by page, because it's just stapled together.
Yeah. So you would basically want to, if you have a group of books that are like, hey, man, I'd love to have this in a book form, and nobody's made this.
Yeah, no.
It's so cool.
It's a really
I just realized people do this. Not the
long ago. I can't remember where
you started doing this.
No, I can't remember where I started hearing about it. Might have been Matt. Might have mentioned something about it. But there's that, and then there's also what was the other thing I was gonna say about the comic books? I've lost it. We talked about that, and I forgot what I was gonna talk about.
Just Google book binding comic books. There's tutorials on YouTube. Oh, that's so cool. I'm actually thinking about this because I have a group of books.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk
about.
That
I would love to do it too.
Matt shared a thing the other day on the Facebook where there's a company. I can't remember the name of it, but you can look it up. If you go online, you could probably find it if you just type it in. They'll take your drawings, like if you draw a character or something, like if you're a younger kid and like that, and they'll turn it into a stuffed animal.
They'll turn your stuff. Wait, they'll turn a drawing into stuffed animals?
Yeah.
Turn drawing into stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like anything you want to draw. Like if
your children's
kid.
Drawing on keys, someone made it into a key ring.
Yeah. You could do like
stuffed
whole
animal
thing.
Plush.
Yeah. It's like an actual sized stuffed animal. It's not like a small one either. It's like a decent sized. Like Matt showed the video on Facebook the other day.
It's an Etsy.
Yeah. It's a company. They just started launching it. There's a guy.
Wow, that is cool.
Whose younger sister, who had a little sister who would draw a lot of characters and stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess like for her birthday or something, he decided to do it. Like he did it himself, like sewed it and everything and made a stuffed animal out of one of her drawings. And then like people just started asking about it and he just turned it into a business. And now he does it. Like, you can do it online. You send them the picture of what it is, and they'll make it into their own original stuffed animal.
Wow. That's kind of cool because it's never the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Wow, there's one with a lot of detail.
Yeah, it goes like it'd be as simple or as crazy as you want to be.
And obviously, he'll take some liberation in making it more practical.
Yeah.
Someone did a Kylo Ren, it looks like. The pizza guy. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's on Etsy.
Yeah.
Turned drawing to stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Wow. It's Lil Foxy Creations.
Yeah, that was yep.
Is the name of the person who does this.
But yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's crazy creative things that people are doing out there that you wouldn't expect.
Making the world a better place.
For you and for me. But anyways, the reason why we're doing the show today is we're promoting East River Comics and Collectibles Show this weekend at the Golden Gavel
in East Windsor. Yeah. And we're going to air, and plus we're lazy, and we're like, hey, why don't we air?
Because we're going to have Scott on to talk about it, but then he's like, why have me on when you can just re-air a show that we did 8 years ago?
Yeah, yeah, it's the same stuff.
And I was like, that's a great idea, Scott. Let's work for us.
And our spoilers abound.
Or spoiler free.
Not spoiler. We talk about our After Denny's episodes up. And yes. Black Panther was really good.
The first one I've missed, and I'm very sad about it. I was very disappointed.
It was weird not having you, Mark.
I know. It was weird not to be there.
It was only four of us at Denny's. How did you hear?
Because I saw the thing on the Facebook.
It was me.
You posted it.
John, Jeremy, and Jay.
Yeah.
We all liked it.
Rocky, he didn't partake in the Denny's.
Rocky did go to the movie, amazingly enough. Yeah.
Well, he's single now, so he has time.
He has time. I mean, I really liked it. It was a great, serious Marvel film.
Were people dancing outside of the movie theater afterwards? There's been a lot of that I've seen.
I saw the video of that. It's really funny. Yeah. My favorite is the two kids who actually wore a trench coat.
Yeah.
And they walked up trying to get in.
Yeah, as one
person. And they filmed this hilarious.
As one person.
That's the old gag.
It's old man.
It was too funny. I mean, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of hand-to-hand combat, which I liked a lot. The action was good. The story was really good. Little layers to it. It was just an enjoyable. It was probably top tier for me. I mean, definitely a top tier Marvel flick. And I definitely want to see it again, which with Marvel movies, sometimes I'm like, oh, saw it. I'm good. Or sometimes I'm like, I really want to see it. I do really want to see it again. I mean, it was just good. I really have nothing bad to say about it. I mean, there are minor superhero cliches that it still has, and there's really nothing.
Is there any connection to the universe, so to speak?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yes. There's a.
Is there stuff to if it's worth sticking around after the credits?
Yes, you have to. Yes.
Okay. So probably gonna try to get to it this week sometime. I'm trying to find a spot to. Fit it in. It's kind of tough.
We're talking
a busy weekend this weekend. So.
Oh yeah. I mean, at the end
birthday, the old man's birthday this weekend, so I gotta hang out with him.
You gotta hang out with your dad. Don't you guys get all together?
Well, we gotta have a hockey game on his birthday, so I'm taking him to that.
What day is that?
Saturday.
Oh, so you're not leaving early on Sunday during the East Windsor Con like you always do?
No, there's no game that day.
Wow.
So I don't have to. Depends upon if I have work or not. I can't, you know. Comes precedence. Making money or hanging out with you losers.
You don't make money doing Coach Cam.
Yeah, I do.
What do you make?
$100 a game.
Is it really worth it?
Yeah, because I take it out of my taxes and I get a huge tax return. Thank you, President Trump.
You do know that has nothing to do with Trump. A tax return means you're giving too much taxes. You are filing wrong. You are actually giving the government too much money every paycheck.
Well,
that is your fault.
I took out extra. I take out extra on purpose.
So it's really, you're giving away your money during the year, and you're basically just getting it back. That's how it works.
I know.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Like, I go,
but I just like to annoy
I'm
you
getting,
by
a,
saying,
I'm
thank
getting
you, President
a big
Trump.
Tax return, and someone will be like, no, Brian,
you're
really
just
not.
Too much money.
You are literally just giving them money during the year, and you're literally just getting it back.
Yeah, because they don't want it.
And no, because I'm giving, I'm like filed wrong. I'm giving too much. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, I filed this way. It is what it is. So
I'd rather get the big allotment once a year as
yeah, me
opposed
too.
To not having, like, I don't want to pay them any money.
Or you wouldn't.
I'd rather, like, get money than have to pay people money. So.
Yeah, I hear you.
I did that 1 year and it sucked. Because you pay all year and then, like, you have to pay them more.
Yeah, ever since I've had my normal back. My job I've had now, I've always gotten money back. It's because I'm not I think I'm one or I'm filing one, not zero. I don't know.
You should be filing zero. You probably get more back.
I don't know what I am. I think I am.
I mean, at this point, you should pretty much file as a couple, or just at this point, a common law at this point, you and Allison.
We both get money back, and we're both.
Well, I'm saying fine. That you could file. You have a mortgage and everything now. You could file that too.
Yeah,
that helps.
Yeah, yeah.
That helps too. The mortgage stuff helps.
Yes.
You get a lot back for that. When you own a home, so to speak.
When you do own a home.
I was just watching Adam Ruins Everything yesterday.
Yeah.
And they had the one on where they talk about taxes and how
the government is supposed to be doing ours.
Yeah, they should be doing it for you. And
they should be.
But H&R Block and all those companies.
They're ripping us off.
Yeah.
I mean, it is silly that they want us. It's like going to a restaurant.
There's other companies that.
It's like going to a restaurant and giving us the bill and say, you add it up.
Yeah.
Like, you. No. You're the one who wants the money. Why are you not doing it?
Well, it's because they have H&R Block and TurboTax and all these companies.
Yeah, I know.
The same reason why there's still guns on the streets. And
why did you have to go down that
road? Lobbyists are bad.
All right. Anyway, so we'll be back next week.
We will.
And enjoy
we'll be back. We're going to start gearing up for the month of March.
Oh, I was thinking, some of the guys seem interested in seeing Ready Player One.
I want to see Ready Player One.
So that might be our next movie.
Yeah, I'd see that.
Okay, because I'm very excited to see
that. The trailer's really good.
Yeah. So I think that might be the next one.
I almost bought the book, but then I realized it's going to be a movie soon, so why buy the book?
I just started reading it this weekend.
You mentioned it to me like a month ago that you had the book.
I've had it on my shelf for 2 years.
Yeah, I'm bad at reading books.
I buy books. I go, oh, I really want to read this.
Oh, I got like three books like in a row that like I have and I'm ready to go. And Claire like bought a book. I bought her a book for Christmas. She's already read it and handed it off. And now she's read two books since that.
I'm actually been flying through comics now.
I'm like, how do you have time to read?
Yesterday I read issue 20 of Paper Girls. Amazing.
I'm waiting for I do the collections of those.
Well, I'm reading it week to week. They're taking a break until June. So then we'll be back till June. Mm. That's very good. I got issue one of, oh God, it's like
last one I read was
Kill Love or something. What?
Oh, I heard about that. It's supposed to be good.
It's really good. Issue one was really good. Mm. I think it's like Kill Love or something weird. It has this guy with a chainsaw and a bunch of like, you know, the fairy babies. What are they called?
Okay, yeah.
What are they called? The fairy babies?
Sure. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is
Pixies?
Really, huh?
Pixies?
You know, they shoot you with the arrow of love.
Cupids?
Cupids.
Yeah.
Fairy babies. A bunch fairy of Cupids. Babies. It's really good.
Bunch of fairy babies.
And I read Star Wars, They did a whole one episode issue about Han Solo and Leia going on planet Kyrat from The Last Jedi, the salt planet.
Oh, okay.
Kyrat? Is it Kyrat? No. Kyrat? Kyratian?
Crete or something like that.
Crete or something. Crete? But it was really cool. It was a good episode, a little one shot. Read that. And it's so bizarre. The close ups, they actually use pictures of Princess Leia, Han Solo, Luke. Mm. The faraway shots are hand drawn, but anything close up, it's like they just take like
shots from the movie,
and their emotions don't match up sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's very weird.
Yeah, well,
it's cool.
It's cool,
but I don't like the practice. It's just funny. It's
silly.
I have a
bunch of books that Matt has that I'm buying. Because I'm now getting books through Matt Ryan, but I haven't seen him, and we haven't connected to get them to each other. So I have a bunch of books I'm ready to read. I'm just waiting for.
I'm ready to read.
Yes.
My eyeballs are ready. I've been exercising my eyeballs all day.
Bring him. I think he's bringing them with him Sunday. So we'll see everyone next week.
Enjoy the show.
One of our first trips to the old East River Comics and Collectibles show. Till next week, everybody.
And I'm here with Scott Pellin from East of the River Comic Book Convention here at the Golden Gavel in East Windsor, Connecticut. And this is the man behind the curtain who makes everything happen. And let's go back in time. When did you put this together? that's the right question.
I would say this is probably our fourth year. Greg across the room is my partner. He found the place. I corralled 80% of the dealers.
Wow.
Matt is a great liaison to have. He helped me all along the way. It's good because every show is different because I get different vendors. Because we only do the show twice a year, but the fact that we do different vendors every show, it really makes it kind of fun.
That's cool. No, I didn't know what's been going on until last year. I read online. I'm like, wow, they do have the Golden Gavel. But I think it's catching up. Do you think this year you had a little bit more people than normal? Or
no, I would say actually numbers were down a little bit because of the threat of weather. I'm happy with what came through, though, because we were actually talking Tuesday, doubts of whether we were going to have the show or not. And it was really nice to see all the dealers came through and came in. And some came from Holyoke, Mass. Some came from Shoreline. And, you know, they're all very supportive.
It's like a little family. Yeah, you get everybody together. Definitely. That's going to be awesome. Yep. And you got Matt. And this is our first year being here, and we'll help promote the hell out of you.
You guys are part of the fixture now.
Yeah, we'll love to be here every time.
I got you locked in.
Yeah, we're locked in for good. But we love it. And I don't know. Is there anything? How do you go online to look upcoming events? You guys have a webpage or anything?
Yeah, East of the River Comics.
That's it?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to go on social media of any kind?
Do Facebook as well. I'm sorry.
So you're on Facebook, and so that's good. So everybody can just go there.
I think you're my first social media, if you will. That's what classifies social media.
Yeah. Yeah, we've promoted you guys a lot.
You know, you're my first and the only one I need, I think.
Yeah. That's it. Just this area. We will get the word out there.
Yeah, we do two a year because it's a lot of work, and we're friends with a gentleman named Cliff who does the Cliff Cons in Plainville. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
There's a flyer up front. His next show is in the next month. And we work with him, set up the dates so we're not conflicting each other.
That's cool. What made you come up with the idea? You're just like, hey, I wanna do this. I love comics and collectibles.
My friend Greg, who is a partner of mine, we used to do an East Hartford show together. And then the guy who had the East Hartford show sold the show to somebody else. The other gentleman ran into the ground. So we decided that we wanted to come up with a show in this area ourselves.
Wow, that's awesome. You guys did a good job. I mean, that's awesome. You know, it's grassroots. Just get your friends and do it. But we appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi. So we're con men, and we're with Free Lunch Comics, and we're getting a sketch done of ourselves. This is Tasha. I'm Leo. And we're getting a sketch done of she's going to be Harley, and I'm going to be the Joker. And we're also standing with Brian from B&M Baked Podcasting, and he's going to do like a little interview while we're getting the sketch work done. And so stay tuned.
All right, I'm here with Steve and Matt, Free Lunch Studios.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Now, Steve is owner.
I'm the owner and the head writer at Free Lunch Studios, and I teach the writing classes, and Matt, my partner here, does the art classes. And our third member, who's not here, is Rachel, who's our graphic designer.
You guys are like the three of you or the dynamic trio.
Dynamic trio. We'll accept that. Yeah, it's a full service. We do freelance work for people. We do commission work, and then we also travel to schools and libraries and Girl Scout troops, and Boy Scout troops, and basically teach the skills of comics.
Wow. So you guys are busy, busy people.
We are. We are very much so.
Now, what brings you guys here?
Well, you know, we have been doing the Plainville Cliffs Con show for forever. Matt and Cliff are very good friends, and we've been a fixture at that show for a while. So when Scott and Greg a couple of years ago now started this East Windsor show, we kind of stepped into that same kind of role. So we're, you know, kind of the fixture artists here, and you know, it's really been a blessing because these shows are great. They're great for the local community, and we have a great time.
See, you guys, it's a nice way to showcase you guys, definitely. Mm-hmm. And the pieces that Matt does for auctioning off, or the people winning at the door for door prizes, and this drawing just coming out awesome. And
thanks, man.
You're naked, just so you know, in the drawing.
He's not lying.
He's not. Like,
there's nothing here. There's no nothing. Top. There's no top at all. Bring the camera over. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Topless.
Now how much will you pay? No, so you just have, don't have a top. It's not
Freelance
that you don't have
Studios.
A top on.
What do you got? I guess give everybody a rundown. Who doesn't know about Freelance Studios?
What do
you
want
guys
to be
doing,
wearing?
Like a normal
Joker,
operation?
Like standard, like,
okay,
Joker
well,
attire.
Yeah, we... We operate out of Granby, Connecticut, where we have a studio, full-time studio, that features a giant whiteboard and you know, seating for classes, where we actually conduct classes at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Matt does the drawing classes, I do the writing classes, and we also have created a forum for writers, artists, all kinds of creative people on Monday evenings called the Monday Night Jam, where everybody just comes in and kind of trades things. It's basically a community of, you know, not only comic fans, but art fans, and, you know, there's some gamers that come by. It's just, you know, we've created an environment for people who are kind of like us. And,
yeah,
you know, we're able to do it professionally, but, you know, the people that are there really get a kick out of everything.
See,
that we do, and it's a fun,
and
friendly,
like nice
collaborative kind of environment. You know, a lot of the people that, you know, we'll meet at shows here will eventually come down to the studio, and then they'll meet, you know, a writer will meet an artist, and they'll go off and do their own book. You know,
that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it's
cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
Honestly, I've never seen anything like it. I love it. I've been
cool.
there twice now.
That's right. Yeah, you were at the studio.
He
you
gave
saw.
Us the dead shark.
I gave you guys the dead shark.
You did give us the dead shark. Yeah, our studio, because we have the great, for anybody who's watching at home, we have the great whiteboard, which is a, what?
8x8, 64,
so 64
feet.
Square feet of whiteboard space that we use to teach the classes and demo the artwork and all that stuff. And so we call it the Great White. So it's all decorated with all kinds of sharks, and now it's become kind of the mascot of the studio, and a lot of our promotional materials have the shark on it, and anytime anybody goes on vacation and finds a little stuffed shark, they bring it to us. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
I love the Great White.
Yep.
Well, I think that's it for Freelance Studios. I guess once they're done, we'll see the big unveil. How do you like it so far?
I'm Leo Marinak, you're watching Con Men, and I'm with CNN Bake Podcasting here in East of the River. And there's also Matt Ryan.
That guy's hand is sweating my mouth.
From Free Lunch Business. But this is a podcast that's local to Connecticut, right out of Enfield.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about your show?
The show is recorded in the bunker. And then field
Mark's house.
We tell you where that was, and then we have to kill you.
Mark's house.
It looks very much like the room you edit your show in.
Mark's house.
It started off, me and Brian started off doing it by ourselves at first, after we stopped doing college radio. After we decided to leave college radio, we definitely were not kicked off of college radio.
No, we weren't kicked off at all.
No.
We weren't kicked off.
No. So that's how that worked. And we started doing it in just me and Brian every Monday, and then kind of morphed. We added John.
Yeah, it's kind of smelly down here.
Yeah. And
Jeremy.
Our friend Jeremy.
Who's chronically unable to commit to things.
Yes, because he works at a grocery store establishment overnight, so he's not around much.
So how did you get the name B&M Baked Podcasting?
It was very inventive. Brian's name starts with B, and my name starts with M.
And my name starts with Baked.
Yes.
That's his middle name, John. Yep. Baked Francia.
Yep.
All right, very nice. So
that was it.
That was it.
Now, how long have you been doing this podcast for?
Wow, Brian? Since 2009. We've been doing 2009. We're 100, I'm going on 180 episodes. And we do D&D. We're on YouTube. We do D&D iTunes. We're free on iTunes. We're on social media as Twitter and the Facebook. The kids like to go there and hang out, so we do that. And
so while you're playing Magic the Gathering or any other Zynga games, you can listen to the podcast.
Yeah. And we're putting our old stuff up there too, if people want to listen to that. But they might. It's B&M Big Podcast /Podbean. That's our webpage. Go there. Everything's there.
That's very cool. And I also know you have a YouTube account set up too, right?
Yes. Just mentioned that. Yes.
Yeah, so we do D&D.
Yes.
All right, nice. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
He's the man.
John started it. John's our dungeon master. I never thought in my life I'd ever say that.
Oh, John, you're really tall in the real life.
No, we do D&D, and it's a group. We're trying to get some guest stars on, and we also are looking to review some board games to come out, since I'm also a big board game, because D&D kind of goes hand-in-hand with that. And I don't think enough people these days play board games. Everyone's all about video games. And I don't know.
Bring it back.
It's a lot more fun. I think you get to actually be in a room with people and socialize with people face to face and just
pretend to be
time.
Other people.
Yeah, pretend to be other people.
When we talk about board games, you don't mean like Sorry and Scrabble and that kind of stuff. You mean like the role playing type board games.
A little more strategic.
Like Battleship and Risk.
A little more than that.
To kind of understand what you guys do with the show, do you ever take it places, like different conventions or anything? Like, obviously,
this is our first. This is our first on the road.
This is our first on-site place that we went to. We don't know if we're going to do any future ones. We're hoping.
Probably here. Scott likes us here.
Yeah, we'll probably be here.
We're a fixture here now.
Yeah, we'll probably continue here.
If you guys want to invite us anywhere and pay for us to go places, we'll definitely go.
We're hired. We're hired guns. If you want to hire us,
we work
we're
cheap,
the podcast.
And we don't eat much. Well, actually, they don't eat much. I, on the other hand, I'm Aquaman out of water.
Man, Mike, remember, you just put those jokes right out and just knock them out.
I'm keeping that Aquaman thing.
Aquaman's suit is really made of Spanx.
Tell us a little bit about Bane.
Bane?
Bane, yeah.
Bane?
Yeah.
Bane's a character we use in the show randomly that we started using to help promote the show. He's out of work now because the movie's over, so he needs some jobs.
Yeah,
so
he actually got killed.
Yeah, he's hanging out. Well, he's not really dead. He's kind of.
Yeah, well, he got killed.
He was knocked
TV,
out.
So.
He was knocked out.
So now, how many people like are on the podcast?
Four.
There's four of you.
Four, and we have guest stars of different people other things.
Chris Mortensen does Movie Minute.
Yes, Mortensen's Minute.
Mortensen's Minute.
He reviews movies everyone has seen. And
we have him on the show.
We have him on, and he randomly reviews movies. And
that have been out for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Like he just did Planet of the Apes, the new one, because people needed a review.
Everyone really wanted to know how the movie was.
Yeah, because people needed a review of that, and he's reviewed other movies that no one's ever heard of.
But it's good.
One movie he did review that did just come out was Prometheus. So he reviewed that
which
one.
Which he thought was the movie that.
Yes, so look out tonight, the Oscars. You won't
tomorrow
be after the
show,
Oscars. Yeah. So keep an eye out for that, because he said it was going to win, so who knows?
I don't even think it's out. Not ready for anything.
Now, being media podcasters, do you have any inspirational words for those people out there trying to become podcasting coordinators?
Get a computer. Get a computer.
Buy a computer.
Talk into
it. Get a microphone.
Put it online.
And talk about absolute nothing.
And put it online.
And people will listen to it.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Anybody can do it. Your dreams can come true.
Yes.
How big is your following?
Brian? Brian's in charge of all our technical stuff.
Each show, we're getting maybe 200 now. 200 hits, so it's good.
Hopefully now that we're on Con Men.
Yeah, now that we're on Con Men.
We'll double that to at least 12.
Yeah. So we got about 200 hits a show.
Now, are you open to going to other conventions if you guys do get invited?
Yeah, people want us to go anywhere.
What's the one main convention that you want to go to?
Right now, New York Comic Con. That's our thing that we want to do this coming year.
Okay, so say you're at New York Comic Con. What would be the first person there that you may want to interview?
Femme Fatales.
Who's girls?
And why?
This show is really good.
What is Femme Fatale?
Shut up, I'll tell you later.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a really good show.
It's on Showtime.
Well, well, then that explains a lot.
What was your favorite episode?
When they got naked?
Yeah, that one.
Least favorite episode
should
was when
this
there
show?
Was.
I have Showtime.
You should watch it.
I think you guys should do a podcast about it.
It's kind of like a superhero show.
Yeah.
But with chicks.
Can we get them on the show?
Probably. They're on their show.
Oh. Okay.
If they're on their show. They'll be on ours.
Yeah. We'll get them to fly down. Be honest.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And all right. So let's
get a shot. Wide shot. So. We're with B&M Bake Podcasting, and you're watching Conman.
You are.
Thank you.
Conman!